Today's StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a loving conversation between local photographer William J. Jones and his wife, Cassandra, who happens to be blind.
Talking about art and everything, I mean, you married a guy that's a photographer, that my whole world is built around visual communications. You know, for me, I often think that, wow, how do I share this great image with someone that can't see the image? How do you feel about that?
Well, yes, I knew when I met you that photography was your life and that it can consume what you do every day. But you bring things to life. So even though I had vision, I have a good visual memory of things and colors. You are able to bring things to life when I ask you to describe something. I may give you prompts or ask you more questions if I want more detail. But because you are a visual communicator photographer, you look at things in a different way and you see colors and just how things are shaped in a way that other people may not, and you're able to explain it.
Part of the reason I became a photographer was that I was not good at the other ways of communicating. So, but now that we got married, I find myself having to get better at describing and, you know, verbal communications and describing details and little subtle things. So, you know, I think you've actually enhanced my photographic, I would say, narrative, speaking it to other people. How do you feel when we go to, like, I have an art opening and we go to a show and my work is being shown and people come up and talk to me and you're next to me? What goes through your head when they're describing my work?
Well, it depends on what time it is. If I'm ready to go, I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
You're being irritated.
For the most part, it's interesting to hear how people explain your work. And a lot of times what people will do, I don't know if you noticed, once they realize I'm your wife and I'm blind, they want to describe the work to me and tell me what they like about it. So it's interesting to hear their perspective on your work compared to how you describe your work.
What's tough about being blind for you?
People unable or unwilling to see past the vision impairment, or being blind, or people feeling they don't know what to say to me, or if they should speak to me because I'm blind, not being able to just see me as a person like anyone else. For instance, when we go places and people want to talk to you and not to me, and I have to say, you can talk to me directly. Things like that. Like, I'm a person just like you're a person, and next person, you can speak to me directly. You don't have to yell at me. I can hear just fine. That is what bothers me about being blind. It's not being blind itself. It's how people perceive me being blind.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that when we do go out and we're someplace and people talk to me and I kind of look at them, I say, don't ask me, talk to her, that they automatically, you know, want to address me. I find that kind of irritating too. Let me ask you. Oh, you're going to ask me a question?
How is it for you as a visual communicator being married to someone who's blind?
I often forget that you're blind. And I have to remind
you. Want to give some examples?
Yes. Yes. I often leave things, and I would tell you, you ask me something and I'll say it's over there, which, you know, I know is totally useless to you. So I often forget. But then, you know, at the same time, you're so effortless in what you do. I mean, I don't understand how I can be watching TV late at night. I can set the remote someplace. And then the next morning, you found it.
Because I figured out how your mind works.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's it.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.